Hello, my name is Tia. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site?
Not necessarily. I'm calling to get an appointment for the site where I first got my first COVID shot, and it's February 10th, and I need an appointment to get the booster, Parker High School.
We don't schedule appointments. I can give you a location.
Okay.
What county?
Let me ask you this question, mm-hmm. Jefferson. Let me ask you this. If you get your first shot at one site, do you have to go back to that site or wherever? I have a card to identify the type of shot I have and all that information, but they did not put a date for the booster, so that's what I'm calling to get the booster.
No, you don't have to go back to that facility.
Oh, okay. So, Neil, how do I get an appointment? That's the main thing. I've gone to Parker High School at 5 times, and they keep sending me away. They said because I'm not on an appointment list. Yet the news media is saying you don't need to have an appointment. You can do walk-in, walk-ups, or you can just not have an appointment. So I'm just frustrated with the system. And, the TV notification, et cetera, say one thing. When you get there, it's another one. And then they're saying that we African Americans are not showing up, and we show up and they turn us around. So I need somebody to tell me something that I need that I can depend on.
Have you tried scheduling an appointment with them?
They won't allow me. I cannot schedule an appointment with them because they won't allow me. They won't allow me in the gate. They said because I don't have an appointment, then I'm not on an appointment list. And
not
so
even if you
me,
like.
Need,
can you call ahead to schedule the appointment, or they don't?
There is no information. They provide you no information to get registered for an appointment for your second shot. And it's past the 20 days that online said you were supposed to be getting your second shot. It's 20 days past already. So I don't want to have to go to the news media or to my city council person report the way they're treating us. But I am frustrated because I cannot get an appointment. Nobody told me how to get an appointment for my booster. And this is a problem. I'm not the only one that's having this issue.
Well, you can try the, you said Jefferson County Walmart Pharmacy. You can try Cahaba Medical Center. You can try Green Valley Drugs, Rich Pharmacy, Brookwood Medical Center, the County Health Department, St. Vincent's. That's all they have available in Jefferson County.
Okay, so now my question to you, sweetheart. What's your name?
Tierra.
Pierre or Tierra?
T.
Tierra, T. Okay, Miss Tierra. What I want to know is these are locations that there's online. I mean, they say on TV that you can that these are sites where you can go get the shot, but I see nothing to say where you can go get the booster. Can you get the shot and the booster at the same place? I do not need two shots. I only need the booster, and
don't
I don't want
to
them
go.
Giving me.
When you go to get your shot, as long as you have your card, they'll know that you're there for the second dose of the vaccine.
Okay. Now, the Walmart, is that all Walmart or just one in a certain area?
There are 1, 2, 3, looks like 6 Walmart.
And what are they, sweetheart? And I can just.
I can tell you the city. Two are in Birmingham, two are in Bessemer, one is in Homewood, one is in Irondale.
Locations, okay. Two are in Birmingham, where? Because we got about 5 or 6 in Birmingham. I know you don't go to the neighborhood. I assume you don't go to the neighborhood Walmarts and go to the Walmart with pharmacies. And you don't have no telephone number, do you?
No, it doesn't list a phone number.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I just start calling, seeing if I can get on an appointment list, because that's all that I need to be on somebody's appointment list so that I can not pass the time and start all over. I don't need to start all over with another shot and then another booster. I need to complete this process, which is the booster. And I don't understand why the news media is reporting one thing. When you get to the site, it's something else. And so where are you located?
I'm in Montgomery.
Oh, you're on a call center or something?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm venting on you, and it's not intended to be on you, but it's the system that they're using. And they're reporting that we don't show up, meaning people that look like me, and we're showing up, and they're turning us around, and it's a problem. You know? So I may have to reach out to the news media. Thank you, sweetheart. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You as well. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.